The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Wow. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
It's your favorite farm animals.
The Baby Lambs. Woo, woo,
woo. How are you today? How are you? How have you been? We've been gone. We haven't been around.
For a minute. Real quick. So you said, how are you today? And every time I hear that, I think of that TikTok audio of like, how are you today, Jasmine?
I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
It's like a vocabulato sound, right? Like you're trying to like catch these hands type of situation. But anyway, yes, it's been a little while. We have reasons.
Do we? Yeah, we have reasons.
Yeah,
we don't have reasons.
We don't have reasons
either. We have reasons. So.
Yes, yeah.
I think we've just life just caught up with us. You know, we had work things, work commitments.
Yes, I was doing budgets at work.
Mm-hmm. Budget season.
They're done.
Yay, yay. And I was just tired and cranky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
then I got tired and cranky.
Yeah.
And then you stayed tired and cranky. And now you're moving out tired and cranky.
Yeah. Which is actually what we kind of wanted to talk about today.
Yes, yes.
Because, so this is probably going to be a fairly polarizing episode, but we know that the majority of you listeners, not to say that we don't love our, you know, identifying male listeners, but we know that we have a lot of females here.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of females of a certain age.
Yes.
You know, we see the statistics.
Yes. You're like in our age range.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. We, you know, we kind of want to talk about that, we want to talk about that time of the month, y'all.
That crimson wave.
That Aunt Flo. That Uncle Tom is coming. That's what I used to call it, Tom. Time of the month.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
I always awkwardly referred it to my mother as, tengo la regla.
La regla.
Estoy menstruando. Ooh. Like, in Spanish, it just sounds so gross. Like, it never... Not gross. It just always sounds weird. And I feel like it makes me sound way more serious than I am as a person. So, I'm always like, Mami, tengo la regla. She's like, ay, ya tú sabes.
So we want you to sit back, grab a cup of tea. And, you know, even if you are an identifying male listener... And you're like, I have nothing really much of my own experience to contribute to this conversation. We suggest that you try sticking around and listening to us anyway, in case we bring to light some information that, you know, because there's a lot of preconceived ideas about what a period is. And I feel like men have a really, like, I can only speak for the men that I'm familiar with, which is really just my husband. And it, whenever I mention that I'm on my period, it's like a quick conversation. I'm like, oh, I'm on my period. He just says, okay. He just doesn't want to hear any more about it. He doesn't want to know any more details. It's like he doesn't want to imagine what it is. Therefore, he just doesn't want, he's just like, thank you for the information.
To be fair, we feel exactly the same. Like, it comes and then, especially when it's one of those, where you haven't had a period in a couple months, you're ramped up, like, I'm ready to get it, let's go, and then it arrives and you're like, I'm ready for it to leave, please go. And I feel that exact same way. I mean, if you are listening and you don't bleed from, you know, your genitalia, you may know someone that does. You may live with someone that does. You may have lived with someone that does. And you've probably experienced all of it.
Yeah.
Right? Like the mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
The mood swings.
Oh,
the mood swings.
The hunger.
The hunger. The diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. You've had to have been there. So we're going to talk about that.
Yes.
Because it's the topic we know the most.
Yes. And that we've both experienced one more time in the past 2 weeks.
Pretty much.
So this is a great intro. I'm Lisette.
Oh, and I'm Ashley.
And we're going to talk about menstruation, Aunt Flo, the Crimson Wave, La Regla, today.
So, in fact, since we know what our topic's going to be, why don't we all just take a moment? We're going to go ahead and hit a quick commercial break so mm-hmm. that you can go grab whatever you need to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grab your wiki, your tea,
If you're currently menstruating, like, grab that blanket, get cozy, mm-hmm. have someone bring you some chocolate, or whatever it is that you like during that time.
Mm-hmm. And we will be right back. So how old were you when you got your period?
My first bleed, I was 13. And in my friend's group, I was the last one at that time. So I just thought, like, I'm never going to get it. And at that point, I had already had one, like, it's not sex ed when you're, like, in elementary or middle school. So it's like just an anatomy class situation where they talk to us about, like, you will experience it, like, women will experience this, and et cetera, et cetera. So we already knew that, like, I had between the age of 10 to 16 to have my first bleed. So I was, like, looking forward to this moment in my life. And I grew up in a household where, we were six people, three men, three women. I lived with my parents, my grandparents, and my uncle from my dad's side. So by the time I was born and being raised in my house, my abuela had already gone through menopause, but my mom hadn't. And my mom had, like, the idyllic period.
Hmm.
3 days, no pain, like, light flow, just beautiful. I never even knew that she would get it. And then here I come. At 13, I had cramps for about a week.
Mm.
And I was like, Mommy, no sé qué es esto. It was like in the summer. I literally got it for the first time 2 days before the first day of eighth grade.
Ooh.
And I was like, ¿Qué es esto, Mom? I hate this. And she was just like, I need you to stop being so dramatic. It's not that bad. Like, you'll be fine. I'm like, no. It has to be my period. Like, I don't know what's happening. So finally, like, my mom was so mean to me that week. And then finally I got it. And all she did was, like, she handed me a heavyweight pad and was like, put this on. And I was like, okay. And that was the extent of it. And I started my first week of school with an 8-day period.
Oh, no.
So the start of eighth grade was traumatizing. Plus, you're wearing those, like, Brazilian pants.
Of course.
That I had in beige. Wearing this massive pad. Because, of course, you know, good Cuban Catholic girls, we don't wear tampons.
No.
Not at all.
No.
So that was my experience with my first bleed. How was yours?
I was 13. No, I was a little younger. I think I was 11. I was in sixth grade. And I, knowing me, I probably did have maybe, like, you know, cramps, but I probably attributed it to, like, diarrhea or something. It didn't occur to me that my period would be something I would get, like, right now, mm-hmm. you know? And I literally woke up one morning. It was a weekend. I woke up one morning and, like, I had spotting in my underwear. And it was literally, like, spots. It wasn't, like, here's my bleed. It's not like I had it, like, in the bed. I hadn't stained anything. And I remember bringing it to my mom and being like, am I dying? And she was like, no, you got your period.
Aww.
And then my sister was there and we talked about, like, having my period. And then they made fun of me for having a period because I was also, my mom and my sister, you know, I was always, like, the joke. And And I remember being like, but are you sure, though? Because, like, it's not, it's kind of everywhere. It's not, like, in one place. And they're like, no, 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 it's definitely your period. Like, yeah, yeah.
So you're sure I'm not dying?
Yeah, like, are you sure we're not going to the doctor? And the same thing. I put on a pad. And I remember my mom, like, calling my dad. And to, mostly because, like, it wasn't until the period came that I started having the, like, the real cramps. Mm. And the cramps from day one were pretty awful. Mm-hmm. So, and I remember my mom being like, just like, you know, Ashley has her period, so yay, but she's not going over. And that was it. I actually remember that it was November. It had to have been November because my real, like, my period experience for me really came that New Year's. Because I remember, so that same mm-hmm. New Year's, I went to a New Year's Eve party for, like, my neighbor's family's house. They live in, like, some big fancy house mm-hmm. in the Gables. And my mom gave me this, like, cute dress to wear. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget it. It had, like, little, like, dragonflies, and they were glittery. And it was a really cute little form-fitting, aww. Like, but not, like, inappropriate form-fitting. Yeah. And at that party, I felt my period come because I didn't know, like, timing, like, yeah. when it comes. And I remember getting my period at that party and just, like, doing the toilet paper, just, like...
Oh, that toilet paper dance.
That was the first of many, many other times
yep.
that I ever had to, like, you know, stuff a bunch of toilet paper in my underwear and just pretend nothing was wrong. But, yeah. I was 11. Yeah. And then, like, a few months after, my breasts came in. And they came in, like, full force. So, yeah, I became a woman in like, 2001.
Sam's son.
Yeah.
How horrible.
Yeah. Horrible. Can you remember what, like, there, I mean, the truth is that when you live with something for the majority of your life, you know, we're talking like 20 years of consistently or inconsistently expecting a bleed or always being cognizant of, you know, when you're planning trips in the future and you start thinking, oh, what if I have my period that week and whatever, and trying to, like, I don't know. It hasn't been until recently that I even started even looking at my chart, yeah. shit, and being like, did I get my period?
Yeah. No, now it's the, wait, when was the last time I had it? Yeah. Right? Like, that. It's that situation. Mm-hmm. You had a question?
Yes. My question was going to be, with 20 years of experience of having your period.
Okay.
Explain what it is for you. Like, when you know you're about to get it, what happens to your body? Like, how much about yourself during your period are you aware of?
For me, it's a wild ride. Every time. 100% of the time, every time. Here's why. My mood, and you know, mm-hmm. my moods are extremely varied. I never know how it's going to come that month. Like, I'll have a 1 month where it's like I'm angry for like 5 days, another one I'm just crying for everything for 5 days, one where I have a lot of pain, one where I don't have a lot of pain. So for me, it's just kind of like I just anticipate that it's going to get here, and then we're going to go through the motions together, you know. Like, she's here, all right, let's gear up for it. I think what's been the most difficult is, like, keeping track of it, right? So I think that's why she and I have such a contentious relationship. Because in my youth, right, like, my teens and early 20s, I would go months without a period. And then it would get here. And again, sometimes it would come and it would be for, like, 5 days, but it would be beautiful. And then other times, after a couple months of not having it, it would come for 8 days and it would be terrible. So, like... the way that it varies for me, it's just kind of like this thing I deal with, but like I couldn't ever really talk to my mom about it because her experience was very different. And even though she had so many sisters, it wasn't something that they really talked about. And my abuela has not remembered what it's been like to have a period. So, like, I can't... The women in my house, I couldn't talk to. And then, like, I talked to my friends about it, but all of us have very different periods. We can all just agree how much we hate it sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a disruptive part of your, you know...
Yeah.
I know growing up, like... And my mom will tell you this, that, you know, generally, I've always been a fairly pleasant person. Mm-hmm. You know, I usually don't get up in arms about a lot of stuff. Yeah. When I do get up in arms, it's usually with some sort of reason.
Yes.
But generally, I'm pretty, like, go with the flow, whatever. But when my period comes, it took me, like, at least 15 years to identify, like, to be self-aware enough to realize that mm-hmm. my unbridled anger and frustration mm-hmm. was connected to my hormones. Because, like...
Yeah, we become feral.
We become, like, this... Yeah, we're feral. We're just monsters. And I attest that I am 100%. A different person. And to this day, if I tell my mom I'm getting my period, she'll be like, oh no. Like,
I won't be calling you for a couple of days.
Yeah, stay in your cave. And like, it literally takes me like sometimes I'll just be so frustrated and then I'll be like, wait. Like now I've been able to like track it a little bit and mm-hmm. I'll look and be like, oh yeah, maybe I think it's coming. Okay. All right. Have some chocolate. Relax.
But, grab a Snickers.
Grab a Snickers. You know you're not yourself. But I always feel it first in my... I feel the pain first now. Like, I usually get the... Mm. Like, I get, like a light cramping. And then my boobs start to get super tender. And then that's when I really, like, start putting two and two together.
Ah, now I really understand your question. Okay, yeah. No, for me, for sure, it's my boobs. My boobs and then back pain.
Ooh, okay.
But the back pain is new.
Okay.
That's new. But for sure, it's my breasts. Mm-hmm. It is just, like, the breasts and the bloating of, like, nothing fits.
Nothing.
It's always a week where we have something to do where I would have been required to, like, dress up. And it's nothing in my closet is pretty enough. Nothing in my closet fits. I cry, like, 3 to 4 times. And that is literally my indicator that I'm getting my period at some point in the next week.
Oh, yeah? Do you also get, like, what are your cravings? Like, do you get hungry? Do you get...
I get very hungry. I'm hungry all the time on my period. Like, and it's one of those things where I will finish having an entire meal and I'm ready for a second.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Are you the same with that?
Oh, yeah. I get very, like, I always want meat.
Oh, my God, yes.
I always need to eat
meat. It's the iron that we're losing.
100%. Like, I always crave, like, a burger or a steak or something red meaty. And I don't usually... I'm not a big red meat eater, personally.
Same.
So, when I desire it, I usually know that there's something going... I'm losing a nutrient. And so, like... And I also just get just generally peckish. Mm. Like... So, I'm on my period now, and last week, which I feel like I was PMSing for, like, a full 2.5 weeks.
I've had it rough this time.
This month has been unnatural. And there was one day that we ate dinner, and it was, like, you know, it was, like, a well-balanced dinner. And just, like, a couple of hours later, but, we generally eat pretty early in this house. And it was, like, 8:30 now. Like, we had already eaten dinner, like an hour or so before. And I'm like, but I want a bowl of cereal. And I started eating a bowl of cereal at the dining table. And Gabe looked at me and was like, are you... You didn't like dinner? Like, it was his way... Like, of his nice... He was really trying to be really nice about, like... But, like, you okay? And I'm just eating my bowl of cereal. I'm like, I just wanted cereal. I can't have cereal? I can't have a bowl of cereal? And he was like, no, no, of course you can. Yeah, of course. I just want to know. Why are you?
Bro.
It was just...
A couple, I think, not this last one, the one before. It was one of those nights where you're like, I want to eat something, but I don't have anything that I want to eat. And I literally, I remember opening up the microwave and then closing it and then going, and Michael's like, what's wrong? And I go, I really want bread right now. And we don't have it. And we have cream cheese and I don't have anything to put it on. And if we had bread, my problem would be solved. And it just looked at me in the face and it was like, do you want me to go get you bread? And I was like, yes, but it's 10. And like, where are you going to go to get bread? And then I wish I would have just started making bread earlier in the day. And he's like, I don't know what to do with you right now. And I go, just leave me alone. I'm going to chug some water. And I sat down like a glass of water and I just chugged it. And I was like,
yes,
because nothing makes sense. And you just want food and it's never the food that you actually have at home.
Ever. It never is. I mean, I've worked really hard to maintain a snack situation in this house for those reasons.
And I compliment it.
Thank you. We don't touch it that often. We don't touch it super often. I mean, you've been eating the same Chromatica Oreos for the past,
you have one
like,
left.
Oh, why don't eat it? You should have it. We've had that pack for like a month and a half. But like, even when you feel like you have every snack you could want,
mm-hmm.
the one thing that you really desire is never there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always like to stock up on like having like chocolate and stuff. I like to have it around because I know who I am. I know that like, if I like, when the beast has arrived, you need to feed the beast.
Yep.
And and sometimes I'm just like, but I don't want chocolate. You know, you want like, I want a strawberry. And you're like, but I don't have any fucking strawberries. But I want a strawberry.
So the next month, you buy a bunch of strawberries prepping, and that's mm-hmm. the one where you're like, I don't like strawberries. I want whipped cream and sugar.
Yep.
You know, and then it's like, you have neither. It's because you haven't done groceries.
Pretty much. It's never right. I don't, the beast comes with whatever it wants. And you feed it.
I remember seeing a TikTok, and I think I sent it to the group, where it was like, Tell me of what you think it has been the dumbest reason why you've cried on your period.
Yeah, you did send that to the group.
And reading the comments, and I bring it up because, like, we've cried because we haven't had the snack that we wanted to have.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
But then it's like, you have to think, having to think of all of the dumb times I've cried on my period and having to relive it and now laughing out loud by myself, sounding like a crazy person, and Michael sitting next to me like, why are you, like, is everything okay? And I'm like, I saw this TikTok and right, and like, I'm telling him of all the times, and for him, it's PTSD. It's not the same experience.
No, never.
It never is. So what's been one of the... One, you have to pick one.
I have a good one, because it happened today. I have a good one. So Gabe calls me into the office, and he's watching... So he likes to watch, like, all sorts of, like, daytime trash mm-hmm. TV, you know, in the background while he's Obviously. Doing his work. And he was watching People's Court. And he's like, come over here, you need to see this. The case was between a lesbian couple and a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the lesbian couple and the gentleman had made an arrangement so that he could get both of these women pregnant
okay.
in an attempt for them to have a child. So they found him on Craigslist.
Okay, as one does, yes.
As one does. And they and the story just gets a little complicated. They did have a contract, but the contract was a little not specific.
Mm.
But basically, they were trying to sue him for not, like, donating enough of his goods.
Mm.
And, like, the reason that it was funny from an audience member was because they lived like 45 minutes away from each other. The guy they came to a point where they wanted him to come over twice a day.
Jesus.
And leave samples. Mind you, if he's coming twice a day for two women, he's trying to come four times.
Yep.
And give them these samples.
Yep.
And he starts explaining his side, and he's like, you know, I did it for, like, of the 14 days that they wanted me to participate, I completed 12 of them. Because I asked for two breaks. Because things were getting raw. I couldn't touch it after a while. Like, he's like, they didn't understand that, like, I, you know, I was in, like, pain. I couldn't, I was dehydrated, you know, like. So it's funny because he's trying his best to explain that his dick was basically rubbed to,
To, he, like, was done.
Yeah, to picadillo.
Yeah.
And the women are just like, you know, they're trying to argue that, like, it doesn't matter. And then the people's court judge is a woman, and she starts explaining, like, to the women, because the women are like, when you know, like, when a straight couple have sex, they have a baby. And they're, and she's like, no, it doesn't always happen that way. It's a science to get pregnant. Like, and she starts describing her own pregnancy process. She's like, I was at a judicial conference in Tampa, and I was ovulating, and I called my husband. I'm like, you need to get here in 12 hours.
We have 12
hours. We have 12 hours for you to get me pregnant right now. She's like, it's not just like a one and done situation. Whatever. The point is that I'm laughing about it because it is silly. But then it gets to the point where it gets a little serious, and she basically tells them that, like, your contract doesn't make any sense because you didn't say, like, are you donating 14 times or are you donating 12? You just said he's donating.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, it's null and void. You don't have a case here.
Yeah.
And then she starts having, like, a real talk with the women, saying, like, if this is something that you really want, I really think that you should also, if you're going to do this again, obviously work out the, now you know what you need in the contract.
Yeah.
But consider as well that you have other options too. If you want to be a parent, there's so many children in this world, and I know that's hard for me to say because I have three of my own. Like, there's a lot of children who could use good mothers, and, like, you know, and starts talking about this, and I just start crying. And Gabe's laughing. Gabe's still laughing at this guy and his raw dick. And I'm here like, they just want to have a family. They just want to have babies.
And then the other side, I feel, you're saying all this whole thing, and I'm here like, see, it's interesting because he's here like, my dick is raw. And then the other side is like, these three women just having to be upfront and honest about the difficulties of being able to get pregnant, and people just thinking like, oh, you have a period and, like, you're ovulating, which means all of the plumbing works fine.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, it's a little ignorant as well from the other woman to just assume that, like, it's a very streamlined and same process for everybody when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I would have absolutely 100% just started bawling. Without a doubt.
I stood right there in front of that beer fridge.
Yeah.
Holding a cracker with deli meat on it. Because that was lunch. I sat there and I started to cry.
Into your sad into lunch. Into
the saddest lunch you've ever seen. Oh, no. So,
oh my God.
What other fun, like, can you name?
Oh, for time? Me? Like, the one that happens often is I'm trying to get comfortable on the couch, which means I'm trying to put on a blanket, right? And it always happens on my period, and it always makes me cry. But legit is, like, I hate having cold feet. So you try to wrap the blanket around your feet, and then somehow, some way, you miss a spot. So then you adjust the blanket to make sure that, like, now it's on the long way, right? So that you get your feet, but for some reason, it's never the long way. You're back in where you started. So you're going through this argument, and then you're just sitting there like, all I want to do is be comfortable on my couch and have my feet covered. Why isn't it happening? So then you get socks.
Right.
And think to yourself, fine, now if they're not covered, at least they have socks on. But then the AC turns on and it's directed at you. So you still feel the cold air hitting your feet. And the blanket is never long enough. So you're just sitting there trying to watch Friends for the 80th time, knowing what's going to happen, but you just want to enjoy it as if it's the first time, while arguing with the blanket, and the socks are never warm enough, and you just, like, and so then you make it warmer so that the AC doesn't turn on as often. but then it always turns on again, and then you're right back where you started. There's never a happy medium when you're on your period. And you never, and like, if you have never experienced what it's like, even as like a person looking in, like just looking at a person live life through a week of bleeding. Mm-hmm. We just look deranged.
We do. And then like, but that's not, but there's so many other layers, right?
Oh yeah.
It's not even like, okay, then you and I have the added layer of working with, because we both choose to use menstrual cups.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
For our periods, right? You know, yay for the world, I guess, you know, our efforts to be good to Mother Nature. The thing about it is that, like, when you're using, if you don't use a menstrual cup, that's cool too.
Yeah.
You know? But I've been using mine now for what, like 8 years, like 7, 8 years,
something like that.
You about the same too, because you started, you
know, a little bit after.
And if you've never used one before, I do recommend you try it. But the thing about it is that it is a science, like finding the angle that works for you to like put in the cup. Make sure that the cup is fully open, that it's mm-hmm. suctioned to the inside of your body. Mm-hmm. Like, doing all of that and doing it blindly takes a lot of practice. And some periods you can go by feeling like you earned the fucking gold medal in fucking menstrual cup usage. Like, you never have a leak. And you're just like, I got this. I finally figured it out. And then there are other periods where you're just like, everything has gone wrong. And the moment that you feel that leak, it's run. Like, run for your life. Mm-hmm. You're going to stain everything you own. And that, for me this week, like, so I'm on my period, and it's like, I feel like I've never had my period before.
Yeah,
that's what this. I feel like sometimes you just have a period that, like, it doesn't matter that you've had 30. Mm-hmm. You know, you never had your period before this month.
Yep.
And for this month, that's Leela. She agrees. For this month, you know, it just. I don't know if it's because I turned 34. I don't know. It's just been. It was just super heavy. And horrible, and I was in pain for a long time, and then I had, then my blood finally arrived, and I just can't get the cup in right. It just doesn't want to go in right. I've already stained, like, a few of my pairs of underwear, and I feel like a failure. So imagine you're at work with somebody who's on their period.
Oh my God.
And
we live in Miami, which means we're always hot and humid.
Always hot and humid. So, like, don't even talk to me about, like, oh, what about the hot flashes? Okay, well, we're going to have hot flashes anyway because mm-hmm. we live in the city. But, like, I remember one time I was at Disney World. And it was one of those times that I had just gotten my period. And I was like, but obviously you're not going to, like, would not go to Disney World because you're on your period. Yeah. Like, you planned this, you spent money. And I went in with my menstrual cup. And I feel it happen as we're entering the park, and I just have a meltdown, and I run into one of the, you know, God bless them, they try, those gross ass public bathrooms.
Yep.
Now my hand is covered in blood. Now my underwear is covered in blood. Now my pants are covered in blood.
Yep.
And I just got here. And
it's gonna be a great time now,
right? And like, you're not like in like a private stall most of the time. You mm-hmm. you know, like, you have this bloody thing, and you can't just like rinse it, mm-hmm. you know, like as you would in the comfort of your home. So like, what do? You kind of try to clean it up and try to put it back in, and then you just sort of like cry about it, and then you have to make like multiple other stops.
Yeah.
Like, because maybe you didn't put it in right because you're in a hurry, and then you feel it leak again, and you have to stop in the bathroom again, and then you have to buy new clothes because you're at Disney World, so you spend like an unmentionable amount of money wearing Mickey Mouse pants because mm-hmm. you've stained your pants and you're 28 years old.
Yep.
So it's just all of that. I totally did cry.
Yep.
Actually, most of my awkward, like, I'm on my period tears have happened at Disney World. I once cried on my period because I had a math test, like a math exam, and it was coming up like the following week, and okay. I was so stressed out about it, and I should have been studying, but I went to Disney World instead. And I was so miserable at Disney World that we went to like the Hall of Presidents or something. Oh my God. And Gabe has video of it and pictures of me just having a meltdown inside of the Hall of Presidents. No. Because I know I'm gonna fail my math class. And oh my God, it was awful. It was so awful. No. And I could attribute it just to the stress of the math test, but really, I was on my period too. Yeah, but like that was another ridiculous.
It just added. It's never a convenient time to be on it. So like by the time that I made the shift to a menstrual cup, I was at a point where I was buying like, it was basically the pens, but pads,
mm-hmm.
because I would bleed through the night, like I would bleed through everything, and then like you would spend your day and like you're bleeding through everything then too. And I was like, at this point, I might as well just switch to it. Like you told me about the cup, I'm like, I have to try it because I'm spending all this money on pads, and then for what?
Hmm.
For what? Like it's not solving my problem. But like the worst is always like not knowing when your period, being like me, right? Like you never know when it's gonna get here. So you're living your life, you're making your trips and all of this and all these things. I always get my period when I go on a trip. Always.
Oh my God. Do you always get it on the plane? I always get it on the plane.
Always.
Mm.
I legit got it on my trip to Spain for my honeymoon. That was a day where I just wanted to get my uterus and just throw it out the window. Just like yank it out. I was like, what? What's even the point? I remember sitting in that, like, getting it. I was like, man, why am I getting these cramps? Like, I'm not supposed to. This is not supposed to be the time. And my body was just like, just kidding, girl. It is the time. So I remember sitting on that flight and just being like, this has to be the funniest thing that could ever happen to anyone. Because you're told that, like, you're going to go on your honeymoon and all you're going to do is just enough. Fuck everywhere. You know, do all these things, right? But then, like, no one preps you for no one wanting to touch you when you're on your period. No. And granted, you don't want to be touched those first 2 days, but then, like, after that, everything's fair game.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're just sitting there like, well, this is going to be interesting. every time I've been to Japan, I'm either on my third day or I get it on the plane, either there or on the way back. It's never comfortable getting your period on a plane.
Never.
Or being on your period on a plane.
At all. It's like getting diarrhea. Like, no one wants to have diarrhea on a plane either.
Which I get it every time, too.
Yeah, too.
Every time. It just, the moment we start going on, my bowels are like, ooh, girl. every beach vacation, I get my period. Like, let's talk about being a young woman, and like it's when your family wants to take their vacations and do all of these different things, and it is the it's always on the fucking weekend that you get your fucking period.
Always.
And like, who wants to go? Have you ever gone into a pool or a body of water with a pad on?
No, you got
absolutely, because I didn't understand the science. Science has never been my thing. Let's talk about that one. So my fear was always like, I have my period. It's heavy. You're gonna see me bleed on my way into the water.
Oh no.
So, and I would wear like those shorts.
Oh honey, no.
Yeah, but it wasn't the ones with wings, you know. So there's no. And then at some point you realize that, oh, when you go into the water, it just cuts you.
Yeah, it just stops bleeding. It's so bizarre. Our bodies are
it's
weird,
so dumb.
Man. Like,
but then when you're on your, when you got comfortable and you removed all of your padding, and you're like, all right, I'm gonna be able to be fine once I get home, and then someone decides to stop on the way.
Yeah, no, it's over. You've bled on all the things.
You've bled everywhere, and everyone knows you've bled everywhere. And then like fine, let's say your body's kind to you that day and you don't bleed everywhere. But then you get home and you take that shower and it's the worst cramps you've had in your life.
Yeah.
Those period cramps after a beach day? Mira. I get the PTSD that I have surrounding my period
cramps. Yeah, no, for real. I won't mention the name just in case he's listening, but one of my good friends he picked me up and was dropping me off at home or whatever, and we were chatting in the car, and he was driving his mom's car at the time, and I'm just sitting in the passenger seat, we're just chit-chatting outside of my house, and I was like, oh, I want to, you know, go. Mm-hmm. And I feel the cramps coming, and I feel the flow of flowing, and it was and I thought, I was like, oh, it's cool. Like, I'm just, yeah. You know, I caught it. I'm just like, it's in my lips. I can run in.
Yeah, he's just like,
yep, yeah. Like, so I was like, okay, bye, bye. And like, I get up and no, bro, I had bled all through that tan,
interior. Like
that tan non-leather interior.
It was, kill me.
No. And to mention, I'm just so embarrassed because like, it's not like it's a dude, right? And it's not a dude I was dating. It's a friend of mine who's his friend to this day. That's why I don't want to mention his name. But I'm, of course, at this point, I'm like, oh my God, Chris, oh shit, I said his name. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. But he was so great because he grew up with a sister and he's like, don't worry about it. Grab hydrogen peroxide. And I had no idea that that worked. I didn't know that you could throw hydrogen peroxide on blood and it would just absorb, yep, and whatever. And that was a science experiment for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to run inside, find hydrogen peroxide in tears, and come in and just,
all red because you're embarrassed.
So yeah. Embarrassed, still bleeding because I haven't, mm-hmm, addressed that I'm bleeding through my pants because I'm just too busy. Like, I don't want the blood to settle into the seat. And I don't know, it was honestly one of, like, the greatest, like, I think it made us closer that day. Was like,
it happened with the right person.
It happened with the right person, because I honestly wouldn't have known to do that. But when I realized I had stained through to the freaking seat I wanted, like, just run me over. You're here.
Yep.
Run me over.
Yep. Might as well.
It's just, like, you can't, it doesn't matter. No one becomes an expert at their period. And, like, I commend those women who do have, and you're lucky enough to have, like, the kind of period that your mom has. Yeah. It's just sort of, like, it's there when it's there. It's not there when it's not there. But, like, nah, man. I feel like there have been times, like, there are times even now, like, if I get my period and it's, like, the second day, like, the second day is always, like, hit or miss. Mm-hmm. The second day is either going to be the okay day or the worst day of my life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if it's the worst day of my life and it happens to be, like, a work day, I have left. I've gone home from work.
Yep.
Just like you have.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember having that conversation with my boss when I had just started working there. Because I just couldn't. I couldn't. Like, I needed to have. I needed to have a heating pad. I needed, like, I didn't have any medicine. There was no way I was going to make it through the day. And I remember, like blue in the face, going into my boss's office and just saying, "I can't make it through the day. I'm so sorry." And I had to tell. I didn't tell. I basically told him, like, "Yeah, it's
a woman's
day. It's a woman situation." And he was just like, "You know what? Say no more." Say no more.
Go.
I have two daughters. They don't have their periods yet, but I get it. So just go. And it was just. But no.
Yeah, I definitely. I've never. Even though I've always had a terrible period, mm-hmm, I've never been upfront at work about it. Like, we've always talked. Like, we've talked about our period at work, but I've never been one to, like, I need to take the day, until I hit my 30s and my body changed.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm 32, I've officially hit the brink of my brain is just mush. Those first 2 days, don't make plans with me. Don't have me try to do anything important. Focusing on work, what is that? Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm looking at something. But it's in, like, a language or symbols that I... It's like Windings. I'm reading Windings or whatever font. nothing sticks. And I've had to, like, legit, I'll be chatting with my boss, and then I'll say, I'm sorry, I have to be up front. It's day two, and I just, nothing makes sense. And she's like, say no more, fam. Take the time you need. Like, she and I have similar, I mean, you know, we talk about it. So she, at this point, actually, our cycles have merged. And it's like, she's upfront about it, so I get to be upfront about it. And it's been, like, amazing. Because it really, it's gotten to the point where, like, I can't focus. I just can't. And I hate it. It doesn't feel like myself. I don't know who I am anymore. We've talked about it, like, in the past couple of weeks. Like, even though we've both been in our 30s for a couple of years now, mm-hmm. or a few years now, it feels like this is the first year where it really feels like it's our period in our 30s and we don't know what to do with it.
Yep.
Like, we just hit, like, the third cycle of it.
Yeah. It's like a whole new activity you have to learn, a whole new, like, habit you need to get to know. It's bizarre. Like, even as inconsistent as periods can be,
mm-hmm.
like, I figured out the science of my body.
Yeah.
Over the course of, you know, 15 yeah. years. You know, maybe I don't know exactly when I'm going to get my period, or maybe my body will skip a month because, I don't know, I got stressed out over a math test mm-hmm. that day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But I always know it's probably going to be 4 or 5 days. The second day is going to be the heaviest one. The third day is going to be, like, recovery. And then the fourth day is going to be light as a feather, you know, and then yeah. call it a day. But once the past few cycles that I've had have been atrocious. And, like, I've never been an 8-day period person, but this is now my second round as an 8-day period person. I hate never knowing, like, what to expect down there. Even today, like, and you have to also consider, like, there's a side of depression that comes from your period because your hormones are out of balance and mm-hmm. they're trying to, like, clean you out mm-hmm. and like, react to not being pregnant this month.
I want to talk about that for a moment.
Mm.
Even if you're not trying, because it's happened to me a couple of times in this last year. My body definitely, when it's stressed, it just skips a period. It's mm-hmm. like, we're not doing this month. And then it comes back like 30 million eggs are in me. Now, not getting a period and then getting a period after you've told yourself, well, if I'm pregnant, like, I'm fine, you know, like, it is what it is. I've been married for 5, like, right, you give yourself a pep talk.
Mm.
You're prepping yourself for this thing. And then your period gets here, and now you have to deal with, mm-hmm. oh, I'm not. And then no one preps you for that, like, that sadness that you weren't expecting, but that, like, you're fine with, but now you're sad.
Like, remember your 20s when you would get your period and you would just get so happy?
Yep.
Because you're like, oh my God, thank God, I'm not pregnant. Oh,
I'm no longer a disappointment.
Let me just make it through high school. Oh my God.
Yep.
Like, and with all love, because, you know, even teen moms are good, you know.
Yeah.
All great, teen moms are great moms, too. But, like, there is something that, like, switches in your 30s. Like, yeah, even if you're not trying, you start, like, thinking, okay, I guess if I'm pregnant, like, yeah, I think I could be okay with this. And, you know, maybe it would be kind of nice to be pregnant. And then you start counting the months. Oh, the baby will be, if I have a baby, it'll be born around. Yeah. Oh, man, that's such a beautiful time. And then, like, oh, but then, man, I'm going to have a summer baby shower. But that's okay. And you start just daydreaming.
And then you think about what you would look like pregnant.
Yep. And you're already bloated. So you already can, like, stand in front of the mirror and kind of, like,
you take
guess.
30 pregnancy tests that all tell you you're negative. But then you're looking at yourself and you're like, this is a different kind of bloated.
Exactly. This is clearly 2 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Clearly,
yeah, this is 2 months pregnant. And all of these 30 tests that I've taken are lying to me.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, you start dreaming about it and you're like, oh, you know, whatever. Maybe it's just too early and then blah, blah, blah. And that was me this whole, like, for the past few weeks, you know, because I would say that Gabe and I are trying, mm-hmm. But not, like, we haven't, we're now getting to the point where we're like, okay, now we're really going to check to see when we're ovulating and do it the proper way. Yeah. But,
12 hours to get to Tampa.
12 hours to get to Tampa! So, since my period has been so wacko lately, I really thought for, like, there was a good part of me that was like, you know, oh, I think I might have gotten pregnant, and, like, I know that it might be too early or whatever to tell, but, like, I'm just gonna wait it out, and I'm just gonna start, like, thinking in that way, and up until I got my period, I was, like, both very nervous and very, like, PMS-y and very scared and very happy. And then, mm-hmm. and then when finally it was clear, like, nah, girl, like, you're gonna have yeah. a period. That was, like, I was relieved because, like, there is something else when you're not a regular, you know this, like, when you're not regular, there's a relief that comes from your period too. Because yeah. if you're like feeling all the symptoms but you haven't bled yet, you literally feel heavy. Yeah. You literally feel like your body is like there's a cork in your body that just mm-hmm. won't release, and, like,
you get anxious to let it go.
Yeah. And then what's worse is that the more you think about the fact that you don't have your period, mm-hmm. the less likely it's gonna come. Uh-huh. And then it's like this whole mind game, and, like, you look forward almost to your period even though you know that it's probably gonna get worse through your period, but at least you'll feel relief.
Yeah.
And, like, when my period came this month, it just was just a mix of, like, oh, I guess I'm not pregnant. And then it's like, but I guess my body is letting me know full force. Because it's, like, the most painful period I've ever had. And it's really quite a, it's such a bittersweet relationship we have with our bodies over the decades.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like, thinking toward the future, right, and thinking of if and when we finally have children, and if they are female and female identifying and bleed, like, I hope that I teach them to have a better relationship with their body than I do, right? Because so much of it was just, like, ignore it. Like, you have to still live your life even though you're a woman that's, like, bleeding for all these days and the world does not care. I hope that, like, I help them to be a little bit more in tune with it. Because, for example, like, at 15, I did not get my period for 6 months. After already having a period for 2. So then, my mom thought I was having sex and started treating me a certain way. And then I was like, I'm not. We need to go to the doctor. Please take me to the doctor. Finally, we went to the doctor. I found out that I had cysts. Like, follicular cysts in there. Mm-hmm. And that's how I learned that, like, I had PCOS and that, like, my period comes differently. So my teens were just like this great time of, you know, you wanna have fun and, like, date people and fuck around. But then I'm sitting here like, it might not be the best for me to do that because I don't know what my body's really going through. And, like, do you think my mom would have put me on birth control? No. Right, so there's just, like, a lot of things that you go through that, like, now that you're older, you're like, well, I hope that whatever comes next is a little bit better, because I'm sure that for my mom was worse.
Yeah. No, definitely. I can only imagine, like, especially, like, coming from another country where, like, I mean, the medicine in Cuba is fantastic. I mean, it's well known for the healthcare system, you know.
Yeah.
But even so, like, I would imagine that having, like, prophylactics and, like, birth control and, like, hormonal pills and stuff is not necessarily something that's both recommended or easy to come by.
Yeah.
So I get it. And even with my mom who grew up here.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't put me on birth control. She kind of put me in, like, a, like, I'm going to take you to the doctor because you have to go to the gynecologist.
Yeah.
And if they recommend that you go on birth control, sure. But if you don't go on birth control, that's fine. I didn't go on birth control until I was in college. And it was my choice, and I paid for it and all of that. I didn't stay on it for very long because birth control is very difficult to take when you don't remember anything. Yes,
and then when you do remember, and then it puts your body out of whack, so not only are you dealing with terrible periods, but you're dealing with your body not understanding what you're putting into it, so then you just stop.
Yeah, and then you just stop. I stopped a long time ago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I stopped at the worst time. I stopped literally when I started dating Gabe. Mm-hmm. And then I told him for a long time that I was on birth control, which is a crime and I shouldn't be arrested.
Yes.
But I know. I was embarrassed because I didn't like the feeling of birth control. And yeah. It was hard for me to... because my cramps and everything were always so outrageous, I would always pick, like, low estrogen, mm-hmm. you know? Because estrogen's not my problem. I have enough of that.
Yep.
But low estrogen wouldn't be enough, and sometimes I would just feel so terrible that...
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather not. Yeah. I'd just rather not put my body through it anymore and just deal with what it naturally wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, man. I agree with you. I hope that when we're... If and when... a female identifying, bleeder, if you will, should join our ranks. I hope that we can have a better conversation about it. Yeah. I think about it even when I'm putting in my cup. I'm like, how am I gonna, like, how do I have that conversation? Like, how do I, am I gonna put my child on, I'll probably put my child on pads first. And then, like, give them the option to choose if they want to use yeah. cups or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then, like, how do you teach somebody to put a cup in? Like,
you buy an anatomically correct dummy. Like, just the area that you need.
I know. Yeah, sure.
We have Amazon now.
I know. But it's also, it's just all the overthinking. Like,
no, I know.
I want them to have that freedom to, you know... And to understand, and I want them to look at their vaginas with a mirror. I want them, like, I just want them to watch Big Mouth.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Everybody in my house is watching Big Mouth. The other thing I also told Mike, I'm like, whatever we have, they're all getting a Gainsay. Everyone in my house is getting a Gainsay. I don't care. I don't care if it's a Gainsay for 10 people. It doesn't matter. You're getting one. That is, like, my one thing that I will be imposing. I don't care about anything else. I just want a Gainsay. I want the experience as a parent to give them a Gainsay.
That's really cute. Well, you could always, if worse comes to worse and I have the child first, you're welcome to plan everybody's Gainsay.
Perfect. Everybody's getting a Gainsay then. You heard it here first. Yeah. Not a sweet 16. A Gainsay.
No, I wouldn't. If Gainsay comes and goes, they're not getting a sweet 16. I'm American. I'm not that American. No. No, thank you. Like, we're just skipping Gainsay. Don't worry then. But no, you're welcome to plan my kids' Gainsays.
Oh my god, how fun.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Man, I hope they all learn something. Did you learn anything? Did it validate anything for you?
You're not alone.
No.
You know?
And if you're also like me, kind of like, I definitely don't want, I'm probably overthinking this. I don't want to come off as like insensitive to those who may be in the process of trying to have a child and all of that. You know, I know that it's even more yeah. complicated, like your feelings to your body can be even more, you know,
for sure.
You could be a lot more sensitive as well because, you know, if you're going through an extensive like fertility process and getting yeah. your period means a lot more when that happens. And I hope that you saw this as a lighthearted mm-hmm. examination of this the curse given to us by God because Eve ate the apple and blah, whatever. I hope that you take it as just that exploration. Yeah. And if you're family planning, you know, we send that love to you. So much so. All the love and support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our bodies are also pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're great.
you know?
They're great, you know? My body and I have a much better relationship today than we did yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's ever-changing, like we are. And, you know, this episode is just meant to be, like, us literally acknowledging that it's changed now that we're in our 30s. And I'm sure there's more of us out there that feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, if you're in your 30s or whatever, or maybe you're past where we're at and you have some input to give us on what we can expect for the rest of this decade, please feel free to email us or to message us on Instagram. You can email us at babylambspodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us at babylambspodcast on Instagram. We would love to hear more about your experiences. Yep. Do you have like a funny, we all have the funny ones. If you do have a funny one, like of a time that you like bled through everything or like cried, you know, watching a commercial or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I cried watching Moxie. Did that happen to you?
I also watched it on my period and I cried the whole time.
Right?
And I feel like if I don't watch it on my period, like if I watch it while I'm not on my period, it's not going to have the same effect. Same. But it's fine. I'm okay with having had that entire experience.
Right. You know? Yeah. Like, I wonder if there's any other, like, movies or shows that maybe, like, just trigger your hormones in such a way. Right now, I'm on, like, a true crime only binge.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. I only want to know about murders. And, like, I don't know what that says about me on my period, but that's all I care about right now, are the murders.
It just helps.
Solving murders.
It helps because we can't go out.
True.
We still can't go out. We can't do a lot of things. So, like, we have to feel, like, certain emotions anyway. So, mm-hmm. Might as well just watch something that will allow the release.
Yeah, definitely. So, I would love to know what yours is and stuff. We will have, speaking of murders, we should have, we will be planning our last box for Hunt a Killer, box of our Starstruck series is coming up soon, so make sure that you're following us on Instagram to get updates on that, so you can watch us on Twitch.
Yes.
And help us to finally put poor Jake Morgan to rest.
Yeah.
You can always catch up on our previous episodes here on our podcast or anywhere you listen to podcasts, or you can go on Twitch and watch it as well. But that is all for us this week. All
right. So I guess this is where we bid adieu.
This is when we bid adieu.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs Podcast. Artwork created by Janabel Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabel Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs PCast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play, and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast, or by visiting our website at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.